as it dawned the morning, there were thunders and lightning. A great cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. A sound of
let me ask you something. Do you expect to use electricity all month and not pay for it? How about your water, gas, phone, or things like insurance and groceries? Is anything supposed to be provided for you at someone else's expense? And if it is, what's it worth to you? Television and radio advertisers pay to have their ad inserted for you to see or hear. And that allows you to watch or listen at no charge. If there are no advertisers, or not enough advertisers to pay the bills, the listeners and viewers must help out if they value the programming. Someone has to pay for the use. At Hebrew Nation, there are few advertisers interested in a station that teaches listeners to come out of her my people. We go against the grain of society, secular culture, religious tradition, government, consumerism, holidays, work habits, medicine, and just about everything the voice of mass media wants to sell you. That leaves us with two options. The first is that our listeners will pitch in, take responsibility, and help us change lives. The other is that we cut out broadcast hours or completely shut down. It really is no different than if you don't pay your utilities. They'll shut you off. If you're hearing this message, please consider that Abba might be calling you to help with the tremendous expense of bringing you fresh, live, and pre-recorded programming. 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. Be a part of the solution by contributing towards Hebrew Nation radio expenses on a regular or one-time basis. If you're listening over the airwaves, by smartphone, by podcast, or at HebrewNationOnline.com, please locate the donate button and follow the instructions. Call the office if you need help at 503-316-1220 or drop a check in the mail to 3190 Lancaster Drive, Salem, Oregon.
Shalom Aleichem, Mishpachats. Todd and Tamara here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor, praise, and worship, and everything in of ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah El, who sits in the heaven of heavens, with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. And I might like to add to that, just like our brother Stephen did, one of our emissaries that were slaughtered by our own people's hands,
Mishpachah.
The first murder.
Martyr.
Murder martyr.
That's right, that's right.
Murder martyr. And stand as he has stood and made the enemies of this earth our king's footstool. Our king received Stephen as he looked up while he was being stoned, and he saw our king rise next to our Abba from the right hand of our Father, rise to receive Stephen as his soul was lifted up into the heaven of heavens.
It's interesting that you're talking about that, because the Hebrew I chose for today, listen to this. Hoshea Yahuwah Kikamar Chasid Kifasu Emunim Mibnei Adam. Help Yah, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among men.
That's right. He asked if he would find the faith on the earth when he returned. So that told us how rare it would be. Because why? Because we rejected the law of the land and of the planet earth and all of creation when our Abba gave it to us and taught it to us in the wilderness for 40 years and then brought us into the land. He told Moshe, his servant, to tell and warn the people of Israel, all 12 tribes, that they would become influenced, they would become a part of and intermarry with the pagans and the Canaanites and their ways in the land, that he told us not even to mention their names nor to learn any of their ways or practice any of their ways, period. Because if we did, we would forget quickly who he is, what his power is, what his laws and right rulings are, and how the heavens and earth act upon those accordingly without change whatsoever, because he does not change, and neither does his law, neither does our king, Yahushua HaMashiach. And the Torah physics of the heavens and how our hearts being corrupted by following pagan ways destroys the earth and the peoples of the earth through the hands of the judgment that we give consent to, which are the kings, the satanic sorcerer kings. Yes, our leaders all over the planet are Satanists. Mishpachah, get that through, please, please, please get that through your head and teach your children and train them up in the way that they should go so they will not be a sacrifice as a part of the strong delusion.
That's right, can't even dabble in this stuff. The dabbling is what actually destroys Israel, because we begin to just let it take hold and we stop fighting the flesh, we stop taking our thoughts captive, and then we become enslaved. And that's what we're up against today. Some of us are waking up. We want to be free from this system, and we want to understand Abba's truth. We want to have his knowledge. We actually respect his knowledge rather than caring not for it and being given over to our reprobate minds. Because that's what he said. If we don't value his knowledge, he will give us over to our reprobate minds.
And we will believe the lie. We reject truth. We reject truth. Truth tests us and our hearts and our beliefs of who we are, who we've been, who our forefathers have been, what they gave to us, and where we're going, what's happening today, and what we're up to, most importantly, Mishpachah. So by rejecting his ways, his times and seasons, we fall into the delusion of lies, and we become respecters of men, and we look for a man to save us here on this earth. And the men and the political agents of this earth that rule this earth, that there are the children of Satan themselves, and they've been given dominion over this earth. We have been given our consent through their times and seasons, to their magic and sorcery, the illusion that they use over us to control the entire world and put us into a police state, and not only that, but to exterminate us as quickly as they possibly can.
That's right. We have to lean not on our understanding, but wholeheartedly trust in Yahuwah, as our King leads us in the understanding of the heart, healing the brokenhearted and setting the captives free. We must consider the sources always and whom they serve. Their paradigm, as ours, is foundationally important in interpreting any understanding, and their words. What we can say, here are some facts that we're going to give for today's show. The ancients globally witnessed to many ages or epochs of great catastrophic changes on the earth from the heavens. Fact. Our scriptures and the numerous other writings of our forefathers testify to the same. Fact. There are well over 1,000 scriptures in the Bible concerning the heavens, earth, sun, moon, stars, constellations, etc., and the entire book relates it to all the minds, the hearts, and the souls of men. Fact. We have satanic kings who rule this earth, and we are slaves as a result of our rebellion. We have rejected knowledge and truth and left fertile ground for those in whom is the desire to rule. We are perishing by consent, being respecters of men unto salvation through a man. Fact. Lawfully, as judgment from heaven and by our consent, the powers of Satan that be have hidden the truth from us. The truth, we are Hebrews in rebellion. And when our Abba says he means hearts will fail them for fear of what is coming to pass on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken, he means precisely that. This past week, NASA warned of a meteorite/asteroid field that was just discovered and is supposedly passing Earth over the next 30 days. Not one meteor explosion over the Earth has been detected by the world space agencies. You want to say something there?
Yeah, you know, we had that meteorite that exploded over Chelyabinsk, Russia. They didn't detect that one before it came in. They said they detected the asteroid as it was passing by, and they surmised and they told the world that it was possibly a chunk of that asteroid that fell down to the Earth. But we've had many other meteorite just over the past couple weeks in the heavenly news media You won't see it most of the time on mainstream news media. They'll show it in most time in the local news media of the areas where a meteorite is seen. But there's many of these that are increasing. And just to throw this in also, Mishpachah, in the theory of Project Bluebeam, the last three phases of Project Bluebeam that these sorcerer kings were going to execute in order to get you into a new world, one world, one government, one religion, one economic union order.
To herd the sheeple
was first. The last three phases were terrorism, and then the second to last is the asteroid or meteorite invasion, and then the third and final is the alien invasion, Mishpachah.
And that's all part of the Illuminati card deck, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fact. Earthquakes and volcanoes are on the rise on Earth. As the movements and intensity of the magnetic field continue to increase.
Also, yeah, along with the earthquakes and the volcanoes. So it's working with one another. So please go ahead.
Okay,
and
so
we've got links. This is reading from just a short paper that I wrote up this morning, and I have tons of links in this. I use many different sources to put this together. So there are links to many of the things that we're talking to you about. You don't even have to go research it yourself. You can just click on it right here.
Yes, so do you want me to read the links? Or
sure.
Just, okay, so we have a link that is, forget global warming, worry about the Earth's magnetosphere.
That comes from Daily Mail Online.
Which we were just reading about to you guys, right, with Skyception. Mm-hmm. Earth's magnetic field can flip in less than 100 years, says a new study. The compass direction, the true north is parting ways, Discovery News. It's like a bull run in the market. You won't know it's happening until it's half over. Giant breach in Earth's magnetic field discovered by NASA science. Fact, the other planets in the solar system are experiencing major changes. Warning, 17 great signs in the heavens, and these are part 4 and 5 of YouTube, and we were reading about that also to you yesterday. And then the fast winds of Venus are getting faster. This is from Space Science. And Venus's rotation slowing down? On the other hand, we have to believe the Astro Baal priests themselves about many of these changes. Is it the sun, something else, or both? It most certainly is Yahuwah, so keep looking up. Your redemption draws nigh. The sun is being blamed for the warming of the earth and other worlds, so it's not man-made. What caused a giant arrowhead cloud on Saturn's moon, Titan? Watch the remarkable shrinking of Jupiter's great red spot. Jupiter's new red spot, NASA science. Now, the other one was from Wired magazine. Big mystery, Jupiter loses a stripe, from NASA science. Superstorm on Saturn, also from NASA science. Scientists find that Saturn's rotation period is a puzzle, meaning it's not going to be regular. Cassini spacecraft reveals unprecedented Saturn storm. This is from Scientific American. Earth's shrinking atmosphere baffles scientists. That's from Discovery News. Magnetic portals connect Earth to the sun, NASA science. Saturn's rotation puts astronomers in a spin. From the New Scientist. Another fact. The Pope is preparing the world for the green Osiris-Nimrod religion of old, coming out, and peace party, in concert with the kings of the earth and their lords, the leaders of the nations, religions, banks, corporations, sciences, medias, and education. The Pope will be issuing a decree to 5,000 bishops at the coming climate change conference in Paris.
In 2015, coming up.
The point is to further declare the earth as a living creation, as Gaia, and to continue to teach the world that they must offer sacrifices of blood and money to the priests on their pyramid temples.
In the guise of climate change. They're going to change something. It's no different from the Unga Bunga way back when you had the Aztec priest standing on top of the temples here in North America, and they sacrificed the captives, and then they sold the meat to the people down in the meat markets down below.
Human meat. Persons. People to eat. We're talking about cannibalism.
Yeah.
Soylent
Green is people!
It's people, yeah. In order for the great Umbagumba to relent his chastisement upon those destroying the earth, the people. Scripture says it's the kings of the earth that are destroying it, and the people in our Abba is sending judgment to annihilate them. As an important side note, the Waterford crystal ball that just dropped at the Sumerian Babylonian Janus New Year's pagan black magic ritual in New York City, aka the Big Apple from the Tree of Knowledge, I might add, and the city with the sign, Welcome to Babylon, this crystal ball dropped 77 feet for the last 60-second countdown of the year. The dropping started in 1907. The first ball was made of iron and wood. Well,
okay.
This year's ritual.
Couple of comments here. Sevens are the number of spirituality in their member. You got to remember, Mishpacha, the kings of our earth, they use sacred geometry, astronomy, and numerology in order to do their ungabunga, their black magic and sorcery. Aleister Crowley was a big promoter of this, later on, and which influences everything that has gone on in the United States, especially with entertainment and predictive programming and politics, affecting the United States military and getting pagan, satanic pagan sites and paganism put into the United States military and Christianity and Judaism kicked out of it. Now you got parachutings going on. What are they attacking? They're attacking, the news media that was there drawing cartoons about Islam, because remember, and also synagogues. And then today, just today, another Paris attack occurred that happened where, a woman, I guess, with her couple of kids were captured at a kosher, another reference to Judaism, against Islam, right? Because they are setting up at a kosher grocery store. They are setting up the elimination of the opiate that they have started since the 1700s. The 1700s, from the 1600s to the 1700s, they instituted the Gregorian calendar in 1582. And then they, from that point on, they started messing with all the times, dates, and seasons while, during the Dark Ages, this was considered in the 1600s and, onward. You were having the Dark Ages, you were having the Maunder Minimum with the Ice Age over North America and Europe. Half the world's population died as a result of the Black Plague and death there in that time period as well. No, and they also had the Inquisition, where they didn't allow you to read or write, where they killed themselves 28 to 80 million people, depending on who you read. So again, this is a crystal ball that you are watching drop down at one Times Square, which you're going to hear more about. But the numbers that are here, 1907, when you add those numbers up in their numerology, that's a 17. And 17 is the death and resurrection date of Osiris, which is represented throughout this entire, all of their satanic sorcery is based upon Babylonian, Sumerian, Egyptian, the same religions and the same times and feast days that they have just changed the names and even the dates over the years in order to get us to be on their time schedule of great darkness and raising up and opening the portals of demons into this world.
To give our consent to it.
Mm-hmm. The first ball was made of wood and iron. Okay, go ahead, Mom.
This year's ritual drop enacting a fall from heaven was 108th. The Buddhists ring their bells 108 times to ward off evil and bring in good.
Okay, so it's 108. 1 plus 8 is 9. In their religion, 9 is considered Satan's favorite number. Why? Because it can be inverted, and it's a 9 or a 6. And it's always said to return to itself, and 6 is the number of man. So 108th ringing here, 108th ringing by the Buddhists, you have two 9s that are sitting there, which can be inverted into 6s. But go ahead, please, Mom.
This falling crystal ball has 504 crystals.
Another nine.
In recent times each year, to represent the New Year's outlook, 72 crystals are changed, with the rest remaining the same.
7 plus 2, another 9.
Binding the outlook in the overall theme represented in the 1,000-pound, 6-foot-in-diameter crystal ball.
Another 6. Because remember, again, 9s can be inverted into, turned upside down into 6s and vice versa.
From 2008 to 2013, the panels were the same. The Waterford series theme was World of Celebration, with yearly outlooks of Let There Be Light and Let There Be Peace in 2013. In 2014, all the crystals of the crystal ball were changed. A new theme was introduced, the theme of greatest gifts. In 2014, the first gift given was the gift of imagination. This black magic ceremony is done at one Times Square.
One world, one Times Square, Mishpacha. Come on.
And since 2010, one of their pop stars always sings John Lennon's song, Imagine. A quote, imagine all the people as one with no religion. This year's outlook for 2015, under the new theme of greatest gifts, was the gift of fortitude. Fortitude to see through the war and changes needed to achieve their one world order, their work of the ages through their father Satan. A 12-foot diameter ball,
Number of royalty. That's the number of royalty throughout the times and seasons. That's a mark of their bloodline.
Made up of over 2,000 crystals, with each representing a theme. 288 of the crystals, which is 18 or 666.
Well, if you add that up, it comes to 18. So you got a 666 embedded in those 288. Because 18 is also three sixes. Again, you can invert it and have three nines, Mishpacha.
Instead of 72, that's what represented the gift of fortitude. Now, 72 Demons of the Night, Goetia Invocation, is part of Aleister Crowley's book on Goetia that's being used today to do these rituals. We have a link to that as well, so you can read more about that.
It's also a video. There's actually a video there, the 72 Demons of the Night of Goetia Invocation. Because you're invocating, what they're doing is they're getting to get you to all the people to participate in a black magic ritual of the illusion that they are working over the world. They are determining the times what people will experience through each and every year and decade by you participating and giving your energy to it. Because once you participate and get into the big party, you have no understanding, or what it does is it re-solidifies the lies that they have already told you about the world and where it's going, where it's been, and what is happening right now.
It's like, keep taking your medication.
Mm-hmm.
So that
That's
you
right.
don't feel anything or mm-hmm. know anything.
Bread and circus is what the Romans called it.
Yep. These 288 crystals surrounded a crystal phallic symbol, a pillar. The remaining 2,000-plus crystals contained the same outlook for last year, the gift of imagination. The pillar had 42 crystals representing the inner fortitude it takes to make it through. Also represents Osiris' genetic bloodline phallus and 42 steps to the god of death. And there's link to that.
That's right. There's four plus two is six, Mishpacha, and the number of man once again. So sixes and nines are plastered all over this year's New Year's celebration in New York City, aka the Big Apple, or the City of Babylon.
The gift of fortitude means one thing, going to war.
And also, it's an inverse of the 42 steps of Abba, that when he took his people out of Egypt and brought them through the Exodus at 42 stops, Mishpacha. They always invert everything. As Scripture says, Abba says that he turns everything that they do upside down. So it's going to be the exact opposite of our Torah Messiah physics. That's why it's so important to understand where these things have come from, these times and seasons that we keep as a people.
The gift of fortitude means one thing, going to war and defeating the enemy. What you're witnessing is your satanic sorcerer kings leading time through illusions, one theme to another, with your cheering consent. Until one day, the crystal ball drops for the last time in the Big Apple, Babylon, and the world as we know it. Listen to the history of time and celebrations further here at there's another link.
Yeah, there's another link. That is to Gary Bell, View from Space, Spaceman Show, where he is 3 hours of all of the history of calendars and the times of seasons that we're sitting in here now. It is paramount to listen to. It will be permanently posted on hisplan.net, our Paradigm Shift website, along with lots of other information and resources as we get the time to be able to put it up there.
On the royal side of the one world Babylonian stage, entering stage left, one king to rule them all could be coming very soon with his popely false prophet sidekick's approval and anointing. This year or very soon, Queen Elizabeth will step down and raise up a king. As of this year, Queen Elizabeth II becomes the longest reigning monarch on the throne of Great Britain, longer than the Queen Victoria, the unifying mother of all the bloodlines of the royals in Europe, Russia, the Middle East, Asia, Africa, Australia, North and South America. Victoria is deified as the grandmother of Europe, or Europa. As we have approached this Gregorian year, they have been preparing the world for the coming king. An additional title will be needed for the new king to be king of the world. Juan Carlos of Spain currently holds the title of King of Jerusalem, a passed-down Merovingian family tradition.
Which we have several links to those different subjects right there, Mishpacha, including the Merovingian family tradition.
To boot, the queen gave her speech at Christmas talking about the fake red poppies that were made to pour out a window of the Tower of London, a torture palace of old, and onto the green lawn as a river of blood in remembrance for the dead, of course. The fallen and sacrificed in the course of their great work of seed, marriage, and blood, their holy grail. The bottom line, they are a death cult, and the people are in it by ignorant consent. Today, Europe, the colonies, the U.S., the Commonwealth, and all celebrate the turn of the year at the darkest, most dead time on earth. This was originally decreed by the Romans in 153 B.C. as a tribute to Janus, the two-headed god who looks to both the past and present to know the future. Janus also represents the opening of doorways and portals.
That's right. So that's right, Mishpacha, because that's precisely what's going on there at these New Year's Eve celebrations. Doesn't matter where it's at on the planet. All the energy goes to a one family bloodline to Satan himself to release his demons, his goetic demons. He has 72 goetic demons. That's another important thing about the number 72, Mishpachah. And they, in the understanding of these sorcerer kings, those 72 demons rule over the night. And when are you participating in this yearly celebration in New York City? At the darkest period of winter, at midnight, Mishpachah. So keep looking up everything. We'll continue this in a part two. Aliyah.
Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.